حاولوا الشركة اللي تقول السنة احنا بخير، نواية الـ40، نواية الاعتكاف، نواية الحرب، نواية الأسرة، نواية الرياضة، نواية السلوك، الله تعالى عظيم في هذا المسجد بإذن إن شاء الله قوتية. I'm previously arrived and this is needs more attention, especially in translation from Arabic to English. So might be can repeat it another time. So as we say that good tidings for those and good luck for those whom they have took initiation from a perfect and complete chair, because they have been connected with him who is connected to Prophet ﷺ, and Prophet is connected to the secrets of secrets, the hidden and the most hidden portions of realities of creation. Prophet ﷺ has been given every smallest detail because he is Muhammadur Rasulullah. He is Allah is the creator, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Khalifa on his creation, on Allah's creation. So a Khalifa must know every detail. Means a Sultan, a king, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoint to represent him on earth or in universes, has to know every detail, or else if something is missing from his sight or vision or knowledge, then he is not really a complete, not reach the kingship, the highest level of kingship. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah perfected him, so he has he raised him to the highest level of kingship. Especially he took him into Isra and Mi'raj. Never happened to any prophet that Allah took them to the highest level. Allah was showing them his signs on earth. Allah said for Ibrahim alayhi salam, لِنُرِيَهُ مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك نري إبراهيم ملكوت السماوات والأرض وليكون من الموقنين.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him ملكوت السماوات والأرض to Sayyidina Ibrahim, the heavenly kingdom of earth, heavenly kingdom, heavens and earth, from earth. Means he gave him a huge binocular. Says, look, this is it. But for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raised him. He said, لُنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُ هُوَ سَمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. To show him from our signs, he raised him to قَبَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى.
So he took him all the way to show him the details, every detail Sayyidina Ibrahim was not given every detail, because when you use a powerful binocular, you can see what Allah wants only you to see from this binocular to his prophet. Sayyidina Muhammad, he took him up. So that one who is Khalifatullah ala al-Arth, the Sultan on earth, in this universe, earth means the center of this universe, As-Sultan Zillullahi ala al-Arth, the hadith of Prophet, that Sultan is the shadow of Allah on earth. So, man akramahu akramahullah. Whoever honor him, Allah honors that person. Wa man ahanahu ahanahullah. And whoever dishonest him, Allah dishonor him. So, who means anyone who honors Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who prays Prophet, who be connected to Prophet, who he loves Prophet, who's all the time zikrun nabi, remembrance of Prophet on his tongue, he is honoring Prophet, Allah will honor that person. That's why awliya Allah are being honored. Those who dishonor Prophet, and the meaning here, I'm not speaking the unbeliever, but I'm speaking the believer who forget the remembrance of Prophet, or say don't do excessive prayers on Prophet, that is shirk. They are dishonoring what Allah honored to Prophet, that Allah and his angels are praising on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there are a way to understand these knowledges. That's why it's good tiding and good luck for those whom being connected to a perfect Sheikh, because he is connected to Prophet, who is connected and who became knower of all these details, because he is connected to these secrets of secrets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, secrets of creation, that Allah has made him to enter in them. And not only the understanding the creation, understanding the wisdom of why they have been created, and getting every smallest heavenly, lordly detail that has been saved and secured in the ocean of the essence. He is the one that it is. He is receiving from the hidden reality of the hidden essence that is being veiled from everyone in the names of Huwa, in that absolute unknown. In that name, Allah's name, Kul Huwa Ar-Rahman, Kul Huwa Allah. Say, Huwa is Allah. So Allah describe something, it's a name. Huwa is a pronoun, means you can understand. Still there is a level there before Allah is the name encompassing all beautiful names and attributes. The one before it, Huwa, is unknown. No description. All these secrets are being hidden in that Huwa. Wherever comes from Huwa, out goes to where? Goes to the, to Allah, to that beautiful name. First coming to the Aleph, because the first letter of Allah is Aleph. So in the Aleph, everything goes there. Then it follows in the two lambs. Lamb for Malakut, lambs for Mulk, one for heavenly world, one for earthly world. So, Huwa, the unknown, complete unknown, that not known, only can be known and described very limited by the beautiful name that encompassing all other names, Allah, means the rest you don't know. It's hidden. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is able to take from that realities through the secrets of the way that he was addressing his Lord when he was in that divine presence, and Allah said, "Who are you?" And there is no "who are you" there. There is no one can be there existing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet went into complete annihilation in that presence. There is no more. He's not seeing himself. He said, "Who are you? Man anta?" He said, "Anta." He said, "You." There is no anymore Sayyidina Muhammad. So cannot be there. When Allah sent him back, he went into the level of baqa, existence in Allah's existence. In Allah's presence, there must be no one. No la sharika la. No partner there. You cannot be two there. There is no one and two and three and four is one. So it means everyone else becomes zero. So when he said, and that's why the secret is, huwa anta wa anta huwa. That's why Awliya Allah always they recite that. Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani was always in recitation of that Dua al-Jalala, we call it. The majestic prayers. Huwa anta wa anta huwa, ya Rabbi, huwa anta wa anta huwa. Huwa anta, who, the unknown is you. And you is the unknown. Because the unknown, huwa, the complete unknown is you. Because the part, iron, if you have a piece of iron, a whole piece of iron, or gold, or platinum, a whole piece of platinum. If you take one atom out of it in the lab, what you say, it's still platinum, isn't it? But it's one atom. So that one atom is part of what? Of the whole. So when it enters into the whole, it becomes what? Whole. It's not anymore existing by itself. It's existing by
the entirety.
Complete all that. So the smallest detail, if you render it back to its origin, it becomes in the entirety of the unknown. So it's coming from there. All these secrets, all these creation that Allah created, He created through one of His beautiful name and attributes, Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, Bahr al-Qudra, the ocean of power. If you render it back, it goes back to that attribute, that ocean. That ocean belongs to the who? And that's why we say, Huwa anta, everything, Ya Rabbi, is you. Is not that. It means that you know everything, you created everything. You cannot be far. They are in your beautiful names and attributes, in that description. In what describes the essence are these beautiful names and attributes. So that atom of the platinum is part of the whole. And that's why we say that, O Allah, take from us our partial will to your general will. Don't let us with a will. Let your will be dressing us. That's why Awliya Allah are being dressed. They don't show a will. They leave everything to that ocean. That's why submission, surrender. Islam is to submit and surrender. Islam is They say now today is like everyone say Islam is salam, peace. Peace of what? Peace of the heart. Peace of submission. When you submit, you are in a peaceful situation. Means really salam is submission, surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who anta? The unknown, that who, that created everything, is you. Wa anta, and what is anta is you, is you in the unknown. And if you are clever, understand. If you are from the people of Kashif and Ru'ya, from people of witnessing and seeing, or people that they can take the veils out and look, then you can understand what these awliya were understanding, and they are still understanding until today. Why they can understand these awliya? Why not we can understand? Because we are blocked. They are Ashab al-Kashf. They take the veils. Allah take for them their veil. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the awliya are coming to his presence, he takes one veil after one veil, prepare them to come to his presence. Then he takes them to the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They own the anna ashab al kashf wal ru'ya wal diraya, because the people of the kashf, the kashf is when you unveil something, you when you are covered in the blanket in the bed, and you take the blanket, what we say you uncovered yourself. These awliya Allah are the people of, for them realities are uncovered, means their cover is been taken away. So the lid of the pot is been taken, they can see. That's why they go to the second level, ar-ru'ya. When that realities are uncovered, they can go and see. When they see, they know, ad-diraya. So they are three levels. Kashif, ru'ya, and diraya. I repeat, kashif, ru'ya, and diraya. So first they go and uncover what is covered. Then ru'ya, they can see. And then diraya, they will know what they are seeing. So the people of these three levels, kashif, ru'ya, and diraya, are hidden. They are being dipped when you are entering into diving in the ocean and someone is looking, you are hidden. Is not? But you are there. You didn't disappear. You can come at any time. So awliya Allah, they go inside this ocean, they dive in these oceans, they take what they want, they take, and then come out for gift to you. So at that time you see them. So, oh, that one is here. But his heart was there, getting all these knowledges, like divers. And divers, they cannot dive without oxygen. They have to put that oxygen. So awliya Allah cannot dive without kashif, ru'ya, and diraya. If they don't have these three levels, these are the oxygen for them that led them to dive. Their followers cannot dive without their help. So they teach them how to dive slowly. They teach them first how to swim. Then they teach them how to go down without an oxygen. A little bit for 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, they come up. When they become strong, they begin to give them kashif, then give them ru'ya, then give them diraya. So awliya Allah are always in these oceans, hidden like divers are hidden in the ocean of this world. And not every diver can go to very low, very far, what you say, in the depths of the ocean.
Deep sea. Deep sea.
Deep sea, they cannot. There are special equipments that only some of them, they can go down. And when they go down so deep, they cannot come up quickly. They need a special treatment. They need a special place that they can
decompression,
in order that they can come up. So that's why awliya Allah, if someone in the halat al-jazb, if he came up quickly, he comes out not perfect. He comes out what? He is perfect in that ocean, but because he came up so quickly, his tongue will become completely frozen. He become in halat al-jazb, in the halat al-attraction. So you say, oh, he doesn't know what he's saying. He becomes saying things that cannot carry. That's what happened to many awliya Allah, and they ordered for them that these people are saying things that you cannot accept. Like Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, like Hallaj, like all these people. Because they came quickly after. So you have to come slowly, decompress yourself. Keep means compress this information inside your heart. Don't throw it out because people will not understand it. You will make yourself into troubles and make your followers into trouble. That's why it's good tidings that you followed a perfect Shaykh. Means he was able to decompress when he is coming. He is able to decompress his heart and able to keep this knowledge in, and then going coming slowly up, and give you slowly, 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 not in one shot. We give horses today to run in races one shot, and they run quickly. Cannot give to run quickly, might have a heart attack. So this awliyaullah, that they have the power of kashif and ru'ya and diraya, are hidden, means they are in the ocean, deeply in the ocean. They are hidden in the ocean. في خزائن بسم الله, in the treasures of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They are hidden in these oceans because everything comes from in the name of Allah. Means everything comes from Allah, from that name. It's not coming only from. It's not coming. You cannot get it from the essence. Only Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will get, if Allah wants him to know something. He take it to send it to the Aleph, and from the Aleph to continue to the Lam, Lam, and Ha, Allah, he takes from there. That's why his name, Allah put his name with his name. So he take from that name. That essence, no one can reach. Even Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot take from that essence. That's hidden, absolute hidden. So they are being, all these are being hidden. These awliya Allah are being hidden and being locked in the treasures and oceans of Bismillah. And the lock of these closets, because they were hidden in these khazain. Khazain means in Arabic closets, but it is like, if we want to give the real meaning of it, it's not closets in the meaning of closets, but in these oceans of closets that they are inside cabinets. The locks of these oceans or these closets to open, like I was a hidden treasure. I wanted to be known. I was in a, I Allah say in the Holy Hadith, I was a hidden treasure. I want it to be known, I know I create creation. So these hidden treasures, when Allah wanted to be known, He created creation. So awliyaullah are hidden in these beautiful, in these knowledges that they are hidden in the beautiful names of Allah and attribute, and that the locks of it that can open it, these locks are thiqatuhum billah, their trust in Allah. Means that the locks are that trust that Allah is keeping. That's why he said, "Inna aradna al-amanata."
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna aradna al-amanata ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibali fa-bayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan. إنه كان ظلوما جهولا.
So that trust, when Allah said to heavens and earth, carry and mountains, they said, no, we cannot. But human beings said, we carry. They didn't know the what is behind this trust, that they have to open these locks. They said, we take it. So they took it, but without opening anything. They are responsible now, because they took it. They make it dirty with their sins. Awliyaullah, their trust in Allah keep their trust clean. They were able to enter in that and were able to keep it clean and open it veil after veil, were uncovering all this until they were able to see, and then they knew what they are seeing. And the keys for that locks, وَمَفَاتِيحُهَا لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. مَفَاتِيحُهَا is there is no power except by Allah. There is nothing can happen except by Allah's support. That's why awliya Allah, they say, we are weak, we are helpless. They know their limits. They know they have or conformed that to their egos. You are nothing. Everything is in Allah's hands. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ana abdul ajiz." I am a weak servant, a helpless servant. If Sayyidina Muhammad is saying this, what about the rest? So awliya Allah, the Allah gave them the key for these locks to open it, and the key is la quwwata illa billah. There is no strength, there is no power except through by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very well known to these awliya that they receive through their seclusions and their training and their experiences from their teacher, and they become teachers. And then they begin to give bay'ah to their follower initiation. And these students, they go into seclusion by order of the sheikh. And when the sheikh dress them, they become teacher. And this is how it works. From time of Prophet to Maulana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah bless him, he is the teacher. He is the perfect guide. He is a complete guide. He is Sultan al-Awliya of this time. It is known to every teacher, perfect one, that there is no power except through Allah's power and Allah's quwwah, force and qudra. There is two kind of meaning here. Quwwah, which is force. When you need to open something, what you need? You need force. That force comes from qudra, from energy. So that's why first you need the qudra, and you need the intention that you want to do that. So that energy comes, that zeal, we call it zeal, enthusiasm, comes and push. Himmatul rijal taqla'u al-jibal. Uluw al-himma min al-iman. Himmatul rijal, the zeal or the enthusiasm of men, mean men here is awliya, Allah, تقلع الجبال takes mountains from its roots. علو الهمة, the highest of zeal and enthusiasm is from faith. So they have that علو الهمة. It's not they are lazy like us. We say, oh, pray Taraweeh, okay, how many? 8 rak'at, 12 rak'at, 16, 20. Wake up for tahajjud. Let us sleep. Pray Fajr, no need for Sunnah. This is, we don't have enthusiasm or zeal like them. That energy, you need that energy, because that energy, like laser, it moves mountains, it cracks them down. Like these big cranes, you cannot carry 2 tons, 3 tons. You need a crane to carry. They are the cranes of the Ummah, these Awliyaullah. They are the force of the Ummah. They are the power of the Ummah. So they know that there is no force, nothing, no power except through by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give them the zeal and the enthusiasm to run after that power. With it, they will enable them to enter through entries, special entries, means high clearance security entries. Not everyone can go have a clearance. They said first level, second level, third level, fourth level, high level. So also Awliyaullah, they have different levels of clearances, spiritual clearances, to take to clean their egos, to clean themselves in order to be able to rise up to higher level. So with these clearances that they get from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are able to enter into high clearance security details entries that was never been opened before. It is open to them according to their times. It is continuously new things are opening up, opening up, opening up, accumulating on what has been opened before to other teachers in the past. So these awliya of today are getting accumulated knowledge from what awliya of before they have got, and together with what they are getting today by the intercession of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Without intercession of Prophet, they will not get anything. So I will read it in Arabic. إن أصحاب الكشف والرؤية والدراية مخبئين في خزائن بسم الله التي أقفالها ثقتهم بالله ومفاتيحها لا قوة إلا بالله وفقط بقوة الله وبقدرته يمكنهم أن يدخلوا المداخل الخاصة التي لم تفتح سابقا بتوسلهم بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. At that moment when they get the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be given ma la aynu ra'at wa la udhunu sam'at fayu'tu mimma la aynu ra'at wa la udhunu sam'at. They will be given from the hidden oceans and realities of what never been seen by eyes or never been heard, or means never been imagined. And never came to heart of human being. With that, they be able to enter to the oceans of names. Oceans of beautiful names and attributes of Allah. That we keep saying, we have to understand that no one can understand or enter the essence, even Sayyidina Muhammad. Only they are able to get from the names, beautiful names and attributes. Because Allah la sharika la, Allah has no partner, no one. He raised his prophet. That's why Muhammad ibn Sayyid said, raise as much as you want Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But don't say what the non-Muslim said about Sayyidina Isa, that he is God or Son of God or whatever. So they enter in these oceans of name, bi'azimi, write it down, bi'azimi, qadimi, karimi, maknuni, makhzuni, هذه البحور. هذه البحور. بحور. Ocean. So they enter in the ocean of these names. Now he is describing the oceans of these names, these oceans, what they are. And the description that Maulana gave in that seclusion is bi'azimi, qadimi, karimi, maknuni, makhzuni. How to translate is difficult. But let us go from the back. That we go from makhzuni, maknuni, karimi, qadimi, azimi. That they are secured, and makhzun means secured, like you khazin means where you put your treasures, or where you put your gold or jewelry. You keep them in a chest, in a box, in a place that is safe, or where you put your provisions. Sometimes people, they put in basement. So we say khazin or makhzan. Makhzan is a place in Arabic, means a shop, but it's closed shop, a warehouse. So where everything goes there. And when you need it, you bring it out. So this what is being given, and let and make this awliya to go in these oceans of names. In this ocean of names, these realities that we described them before are being put there in that khazin, in that chest, or in that safe box. Sometimes you have it in a bank for your jewelry. So what you call that?
Safe deposit
box. Safe deposit box. It is saved. So in this ocean, there is a place that everything is saved. So from this saved, in that saved place, these realities comes. He is describing these oceans, how they are saved. He said, they are saved. In a hidden way that is unable anyone to touch and reach, except through his endless and his ancient generosity that is related to his greatness. So these oceans of knowledges are saved in a hidden place inside that saved area. They are also hidden there. It is known that it is in that hidden place, but there is a hidden of the hidden. There is secret of secrets, hidden of hiddens. Means no one can get anything except through his ancient Qadim, we say, because for Allah we say anything that for attributes and names Qadim, like Quran, Holy Quran, we say Kalamullah al-Qadim, Allah is the ancient word. We cannot say Quran is makhluq, is not created, but it is Allah ancient word. This is how they mention it in Arabic. So this, his ancient generosity that related to his greatness, according to that greatness and the levels of greatness that awliya can reach, from that they will be open to him, to that awliya, from Allah's generosity according to the level that is related to the greatness. Because the greatness levels are different levels, higher and higher and higher and endless. So his ancient generosity go first level, it takes from first level. Generosity takes from first level. If you go higher level in greatness, generosity will become more. And that's how it goes, endless. No limitation on it. So from these endless generosities that related to different levels of his greatness, is Allah will reveal through the hiddens of the hiddens of his realities that they are saved in these oceans. So when he led them to get that, then يَتَعَرَّفُونَ بِمَعْرِفَةِ اللَّهِ, then they will be knower in Allah's knowledges. Then they will be Gnostics in the way of knowledge, and they will be able to recognize and learn and know all different kind of different species or different creation that came from the engravement of Allah's light on that appearance of that individual or that creature or that species or that planets or that. So from his light comes that, quickly comes out, so they be able to understand all this. And that's why they will understand all different kinds of creation. They will not know everything, but whatever Allah wants them to know. And all these creations that Allah wants them to know, we call in Arabic al-masiwa. They are everything that is being created other than Allah. That's what they know. They know the hikmah, the wisdom, the why, everything. But according to the level of that wali that he is getting from the generosity that related to the greatness. So when that reality opens up, he sees this nukush. You know, when they make a golden coin, in a mint, they press a picture or a name, what you call that?
Engraving. Design.
A design. So every design that appeared in this world, because everything is a design. Allah, heavenly design. You are a design, he is a design. This is a design, this is a design. Trees are different designs. Everything is what Allah wants to appear as a different design. They begin to know what Allah wants them to know from these designs. He doesn't give them everything. He gives them in levels according to their power of diving. They are not able to dive too deep. They will get from the top, from the surface. If they are deeply in that, they get more. More deeper, they get more. And this is depend on the level of the wali, where he is from how far he is from the reality of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet gets from Allah everything what Allah wants him to do, and he gives it. And then Prophet gives the awliya Allah. So these designs comes from Allah greatness light. Allahu nur samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of heavens and earth. So from that nur, that what appear in that design. So the blueprints comes, the decision comes, the blueprints comes, when the will comes, the planning department means maqam al-ilm, al-alim, Allah huwa al-alim. From that alim, knowledge, plans comes, blueprints comes. From Qudra, the pictures comes. From Nurullah, design comes. Then it differs. You can see everyone become a different one. So from this Izzatullah, from the Anwar of Al-Izzah Al-Ilahiyya. What is Izzah in Arabic?
Might,
power. From Allah's might, these lights comes from Allah's might, design and these designs comes out. So فَبِعَزِيزِ إِعْزَازِ عِزَّةِ اللَّهِ, by the might of the mights of the mights of Allah. فَبِعَزِيزِ إِعْزَازِ عِزَّةِ اللَّهِ. Write it. فَبِعَزِيزِ, you know Aziz Masr, Sayyidina Yusuf, Allah put him, raised him and put him the Sultan of Egypt. This is Aziz, means a dignified person, a mighty person. So from the mightiness of the mighty, of Allah's mighty, these awliya are able to traffic inside, go navigate. Navigate in these secrets and these realities. By, they cannot navigate by themselves, they navigate بِقُدْرَةِ مِقْدَارِ اِقْتِدَارِ تَحَمُّلِهِمْ. They navigate by, right, بِقُدْرَةِ مِقْدَارِ مِقْدَارِ اِقْتِدَارِ تَحَمُّلِهِمْ. They will navigate by the power or the zeal or the enthusiasm of their energy according to what they are able to carry from that zeal and enthusiasm and that energy to carry from this heavenly manifestation of Allah's endless woven, when you weave things together, woven, created creation that comes from His mercy. So what happened at that time, and then this we need to explain next time more. At that time it opened to them, لَوَامِعُ بَوَارِقُ سَوَاعِقُ عَجِيجُ وَهِيجُ بَهِيجُ وَهِيجُ رَهِيجُ أَنْوَارِذَ. And we leave it for next time.